Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our membership drive. More about that in just a minute. Whether you hike the glaciers of Switzerland or plan to explore the Gothic cathedrals of Paris, Europe has something for every visitor, young or old, novice or experienced. But the work of planning and executing a trip can take away from the experience. Longtime friend and star of public media, travel expert Rick Steves has you covered. He is the author of several books on travel, including the perennial favorite, Rick Steves' Europe Through the Back Door, the Travel Skills Handbook. He joins us today. Welcome back, Rick Steves.
Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you, too.
You bet. Well, it's exciting to be able to share the lessons I've learned from lots of travels in the last year.
A branch of the EU held a vote in favor of requiring Americans to obtain entry visas, and a lot of people are wondering, is this going to affect their travel to Europe this spring, summer, fall, winter coming up?
No, not at all. We've got about 20,000 people signed up on our tours this year on 900 different tours, and none of my staff is concerned about that. That was a kind of a, I guess, publicity stunt or a political statement made by some minor branch of the EU, sort of in response to the some of the policies that are coming out of the United States that are not very, friendly from an international point of view. Our country's become a little more ethnocentric lately and a little bit of not a good player in the sandbox from their perspective, and they just wanted to make a little bit of a publicity stunt. So I wouldn't give that any concern at all.
What about in general people traveling abroad, people going to different countries, given the political climate? How does it work? I mean, a lot of what you talk about when you talk about making travel a political act is getting to know people, real people, not people in the tourist traps kind of a thing.
Right.
Is that being affected?
Oh, I think it's more fun than ever to travel in that regard because people are curious about what the heck's going on in the United States. There's lots of surprising political developments around the Western world with Brexit and the British voting to get out of the EU and populist, nativist, fear-mongering right-wing governments in places like Poland and Hungary. There's a lot of shocking things happening, and I just think it's more important than ever that people get out and travel. Now, what's the impact on us? Well, from a practical point of view, it's nothing. I mean, I can't imagine. Things go back and forth depending on who's in the White House with our relations with Europe. And Europe is a little more liberal than the United States. So they're, generally happy when we have a Democrat in the White House. And they're generally perplexed when we have a Republican in the White House. And all of us individual Americans get to go over there and try to explain what's going on. And I'm looking forward to going over. And I think Italians are kind of happy now because people won't be talking about Berlusconi so much.
Everything fades in comparison. have written a lot about tourist traps and how to avoid them. And I wanted to just give people a sense from your point of view about what is a tourist trap and how you sort of weigh the pros and the cons of what you want to go see and what you plan to see. Let's say it even at the height of the season, which is when it's going to be the biggest struggle.
Yeah, and this is a very important issue for Americans. We have the shortest vacations in the rich world, and we go over there and we want to see too much stuff usually, and we always want to get more value out of our dollar, our time and our money, our precious resources, and we have to shape a smart itinerary. I want to remind you that, we're consumers, and anybody in tourism wants our money. So the things that are advertised in the lobby of the hotel with all those little flyers and so on, those are generally commercial gimmicks. Those are commercial ventures, and they can be fun. But they're more like going to an amusement park instead of a high-minded cultural attraction. And you got to remember there's a lot of free things that just don't get promoted. If you walk down the main street of Amsterdam today, you'll find several offices, and they look like tourist information offices, but they're box offices. And what they're selling is the torture dungeon and the Heineken beer experience and Madame Tussauds this and the ice bar and so on. And where's Anne Frank? Where's Van Gogh? Where's Rembrandt? Where's the Dutch Resistance Museum? None of the thoughtful cultural attractions show up on that list. So the simple-minded tourist walking down the street will think that's what you do in Amsterdam. And as thoughtful travelers, we got to remember that a lot of the most important things are free and not promoted. Another important point, Anne, is that, there's two IQs of European travelers. Those who wait in lines and those who don't wait in lines. If you're waiting in line, you're messing up. And you really got to get your act together. There are ways around those lines. Now, there are some changes going on in Europe that make lines even more important to avoid. I'll tell you, it's exciting, and I'm very thankful that there's 100 million people in India and 100 million people in China now that are in the new middle class, and they've got enough money to travel. And it's a beautiful thing for those societies that they have that affluence and stability. But if you're trying to get into Anne Frank's house, or if you're trying to get up the Eiffel Tower, or if you're trying to see Michelangelo's David, you're going to be competing with a lot of people from India and China. And I just want to remind our listeners that if somebody in India or China won a trip to Europe, they would have five things in mind that they want to see. Just like if you and I won a trip to India, we'd want to go to the Taj Mahal. Or if we won a trip to China, we'd want to go to the Great Wall. You know, we don't have a very sophisticated understanding of all the options we got to see there. They don't have a very sophisticated understanding of what there is to see in Europe. And the top 10 sites are going to really have a lot of crowds, and we have to be careful about that. If you're going to go to Versailles, you go to the Hall of Mirrors, and it's going to be a shuffle. It's going to be wall-to-wall people. And that doesn't mean that the other 95% of Europe is less enjoyable. It's just the most famous sites are going to be more challenging, and we got to think carefully about how to minimize those crowds. For instance, when you're in Paris and thinking about going to Versailles, a lot of people go to Versailles on Tuesday because that's about the only museum open. And that's not a unique brainstorming. You're going to find Tuesday is the worst day to go to Versailles because it's the only game in town on that day.
If you have a question for our very special guest this hour, Rick Steves, travel expert on public television and public radio, and also author of several books, including his updated 2017 Rick Steves Europe Through the Back Door, the Travel Skills Handbook, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Brandon Antzak in Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Remember, we bring you interesting conversations with people who are experts in their field. Rick Steves joined us membership drive after membership drive. His time is very limited. He makes time for us, though, year after year, and we appreciate his support. We need your support. Today, the subject is travel, and Rick Steves is a travel expert. Support public radio, in-depth local news, national news from NPR and the BBC, and support great shows like Travel Shows with Rick Steves. It all happens with your gift, WOSU.org, or call 1-866-897-9678. And thanks to Anna Stevenson in Columbus for your pledge of support. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. This is a very special hour on All Sides because travel expert Rick Steves is with us. This is the perfect time to show your support for WOSU Public Media. Call or go online while Rick is on the air with us and get some great thank you gifts in return. With a gift of $5 a month as a sustainer, you will receive the latest edition of Rick's foundational book, Europe Through the Back Door, a travel skills handbook. This level and all levels of include Rick's latest Best Destinations newsletter and a DVD filled with travel skills, lectures, and shows. Make a gift of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60 and get the most up-to-date version of Rick's book. The number to call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support now. Cindy in Westerville, you're on the air. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Rick, I actually have several of your books sitting in my home right now because my family and I are planning a trip to Eastern Europe. We're flying into Prague and planning to go to like Prague, Budapest, Vienna, Salzburg, that kind of area. My children are 17 and 18, so this is, you know, basically young adult children. So mainly I was wanting to get your advice around Prague and Budapest. What would be some really highlights that do the things that you just said, keep us out of lines and let us see more of the historical places that aren't just the tourist traps?
Well, Cindy, what I would do for sure in Prague and most likely in Budapest also, is to hire a local guide. And what's really interesting, when you look at my TV show, it seems like I've got friends everywhere in Europe, you know. But they're just local guides. I'm just hiring them to be my friends. And they're all looking for work. And I wouldn't recommend a guide necessarily in London or Norway because those are easier countries. And the guides cost literally four times as much. But when you get farther east or farther south, places like Prague and Budapest, you'll find you can get a guide for $100. And if there's three of you and you have a guide for half a day for $100, a picnic for lunch or picnic for dinner to save that money if you need to, but you will have your own local expert, a young English-speaking university student who would be an inspiration for your 17 and 18-year-old children. And you could tailor your walk through the town with your kids' interest in mind. And that would really, really kick off Prague and Budapest very nicely. I'll also remind you, there's just a beautiful night scene in those towns. Budapest especially has something called ruin pubs, where back in communism, things just got completely run down, and there's a lot of neighborhoods that were neglected. And suddenly there's this bohemian chic, resurgence here. And young people have taken over these, basically these run-down vacant lots or building projects or whatever, and turned them into really eclectic bars that are just really fun, regardless of your age, to drop into. So there's a lot of fun to have, and to be able to take your children at that age, 17 and 18, over to Europe to see that. That's where I just got so turned on by the history. I remember I went to school and got a history degree accidentally. I remember waking up in the dorm one morning and it occurred to me, whoa, I've got 7 history classes under my belt, 3 more, and I'm a historian. Let's push on through. So it's a great opportunity, Cindy, and I love that destination for kids who want to get more tuned into the value of history. And it's just so important these days that we travel and talk to people and open our perspectives a little bit. So best wishes with that.
Does the time of year matter much when it comes to Prague and that part of Eastern Europe? Is Prague considered Eastern Europe?
Americans consider Prague and Budapest Eastern Europe because we think that the Iron Curtain divided East and West.
Yeah.
But if you ask anybody in Prague or Budapest, they're not Eastern Europe at all. They're Central Europe. Mm-hmm. So Prague, Budapest, Vienna, classic Central Europe destinations. Eastern Europe would be Ukraine, Russia, Georgia, former Soviet Union. But it's fun to rent bikes. There's lots of just delightful activities. I think in Prague, if you like classical music, a beautiful thing about Prague is you've got classical music for about a quarter the price of Vienna in beautiful venues, beautiful Baroque palaces where you have small orchestras and chamber music. And every night, every day I like to drop by the box office right in the main square. And they've got a beautiful situation where there'll be 8 or 9 different venues having concerts that evening. They've got photographs of the venue and descriptions of the concert. And you can see where you want to sit for an hour and enjoy some beautiful classical music, and you can pick your tickets up there. But that's just really, really a lot of fun.
Cindy, have a great trip, and thanks for your call. If you have a question or comment for my guest, Rick Steves, travel expert in public television and public radio, also author of many books, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. If a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer fits into your budget, we have another great Rick Steves package this hour. It's the Rick Steves Europe Travel Skills Combo. It includes the most recent edition of Europe Through the Back Door, a travel skills handbook, the complete collection DVD box set of 16 years of travel shows. That's 50 hours on 16 DVDs. The 10 most recent shows on 2 DVDs, the Rick Steves Travel Skills DVD and Rick Steves Best Destinations Travel Newsletter. That's a keeper all the way. Make your contribution of $15 a month as a sustainer right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. If you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher every day, then now is the time to show your support for the show and the station. Support the radio station that's a part of your life. Become a sustaining member at $15 a month or make that one-time gift of $180 and get this great Rick Steves package. There's something for everyone. If you can't afford any of the levels, we still appreciate your support at whatever level you can afford, at whatever you can afford. 50 cents a day, a dollar a day, maybe it's a dollar a month, maybe it's $20 a month, $10 a month. It doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is that you join our membership roles, that you join us in this effort to provide the programming that you've become accustomed to over the years or over the months. Pick up the phone right now, 1-866-897-9678. or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, it only takes a few minutes. We have local Central Ohioans waiting to take your call. That's how they show their support. You show your support, we can keep this on the air for you. We are so privileged to have Rick Steves on. He always has something new to add. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We have levels at $5 a month, $7.50 a month, and $15 a month as a sustaining member at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and show your support now. If you have a question or comment for my guest, Rick Steves, travel expert in public television and public radio, also author of many books, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@WOSU.org. As far as a place like Prague goes, you know, one of the points you make, and I think it's a really valid point, is don't have an outdated travel book. Things change, particularly in Europe, particularly in Central and Eastern Europe, where, you know, things are changing pretty fast. But what about, like, the walking guides, the day trip guides, that kind of a thing? Do those change mm-hmm. that much?
Well, there's always local entrepreneurs, small-time business tour operators that want to get a group together. And on the main square, you'll find a commotion of guides in the morning in Prague and Budapest that have signs for free tours. This is a real phenomenon all over Europe, is offering free walking tours. They're not really free. Mm-hmm. When a bunch of people gather together under the clock or whatever, they'll join their tour, whether it's English or Spanish or German, and then the owner of that little company takes a photograph of all the people gathered on the guide. Suddenly the guide owes his boss about €3 per person. So if there's, you know, 50 people gathered, the company has made 150 euros. Now the guide teaches their heart out. They take the group on a walk, they entertain, they have a lot of fun. And at the end, the guide really makes an impassioned plea for a good tip and says, coins are bad luck. So it's basically 5 or 10 euros. And let's say he nets out an average of 5 euros per person who took this, quote, free walk. Well, the guide will net 2 euros per person because his cost was 3 euros. So he'll make 100 euros for the morning's work. And that's how those free tours work. So they're not really free, but I think they're fun, and they're a great value. But you need to have up-to-date information. This is what I do in my work, and I've got 100 people here in Seattle that work with me, and right now we're all heading off to Europe to update our books. I think we're the only travel publisher still standing that aspires to update the books by visiting every place every year in person. I'm going to spend 100 days in this season, running around mostly alone or with a local guide, just checking the information in my guidebooks so that people can use these books and have a better batting average. See, what I do is I hit and miss and miss and hit and miss, and I take home the hits and I design them into my public television TV shows or my guidebooks or my tours in hopes that our travelers can just hit and hit every time, because this is such a great opportunity if you're going to go to Europe to get it right. And, as far as getting it right goes, I just really am so happy to be on the air right now, sharing a little of my time with your listeners to remind people that public broadcasting is more important than ever right now, as our country is confronted by some pretty complicated and unprecedented challenges. We need this one little oasis on the dial that respects our intelligence and that assumes an attention span and brings us programming, whether it's news or cultural or musical or whatever, brings us programming that is driven not by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, but that's driven by a passion for just opening us up to our beautiful world, not making us fearful, not dumbing us down, but inspiring us to be engaged. That's why I appreciate public radio, and that's why I'm just really a soldier for the importance of people getting on board and help making it happen. It's not a charity, it's a service. And if you're consuming it, and if you can't afford to help out, that's okay. It's public, and public is a good thing when it comes to this one little spot on the media, on the dial. But if you're consuming the service and you can afford to help out, it's just right to do so. And right now, we've got some gifts. Can I just review the gifts
Absolutely.
Really quickly? Because this is so exciting that we've got people listening that appreciate public radio and enjoy your show day after day and that might be thinking about traveling. So these are gifts that will help you put your travel dreams into smooth and affordable reality. There's three different levels, $60, $90, or $180. And as you know, the modern and convenient way to support WOSU is to do it as a sustaining member. That's not more money, but just cut into monthly sort of payments. And you can pay $5 a month or $60 one time. And you got your choice of two different gifts, my How to Travel Guidebook, Europe Through the Back Door. This is an 800-page collection of all the tips and skills I've learned from spending a third of my adult life living out of a 9x22x14-inch carry-on the airplane-sized suitcase. When I get ripped off in Europe, I celebrate because they don't know who they just ripped off. I'm going to learn that scam and pack it into this 800-page book. That'll earn back your $60 in one day in Europe, I promise you that. And it's just a lot of fun to read before your trip. If you have a spouse or a loved one who you wish was more excited about traveling, this is a great book. And we're talking the brand new Rick Steves Europe Through the Back Door. Or you could get our entire new season of TV shows, and that would be three shows on Germany, three on England, two on Italy and the heartland of Italy, Assisi and Siena and Tuscany, and lots of great wine tasting, and very interesting shows on Bulgaria and Romania. That's 5 hours of television. So either of those gifts are yours for $60. If you like both those gifts, it's $90. And if you want to come in first class at WOSU, that would be $180 or $15 a month, and that would include the book I mentioned and the new series, plus my big box set of 16 discs, all the shows we've ever made over the years, and that's 100 shows plus all the specials and all the bloopers and behind the scenes and you name it. It's so much fun to have that on your bookshelf if you are a traveler. And at each level, there's two extra gifts. You get something I just produced this last year as a thank you for people supporting public broadcasting, and it's a two-disc DVD set with 8 hours of my most important lectures. My How to Travel lectures, my History and Art for Travelers lectures, and my Travel as a Political Act talk, which I've been giving all over the country these days. And it talks about how it's great to get out of your comfort zone and broaden your perspective, gain an empathy for the other 96% of humanity, and come home with what I think is the most beautiful souvenir, and that's a broader perspective. So you'll get 8 hours of lectures, and you'll get our 64-page newsletter, which connects you with all the work I do here in Seattle with my workmates as we put together our tours and design our luggage and write our guidebooks and make our TV shows and radio shows. So you get to be sort of in the family there. So once again, $60, you get the book or the new series. $90, you get the book and the new series. And $180, you get every gift we're talking about. And at every level, you get all those lectures and the newsletter. So the number, 1-866-897-9678, or you can go to WOSU.org.
And thanks for your support. We have 30 minutes, about 31 minutes left in the program. We have Rick Steves with us for 31 more minutes. I'd like to get 20 calls, 20 shows of support at 1-866-897-9678. Show the support at whatever level you can afford. You just heard Rick Steves describe our thank you gifts at different levels. If you can't afford any of those levels, just give what you can and show your support. That's what matters more than anything. 1-866-897-9678. Join our family. Rick Steves, I have an email from Richard. He asks, what languages does Rick speak?
Oh, I speak English. You know, it's nothing to brag about, but I speak the language that works. And this is the world's linguistic common denominator. And I mean, in my teaching, I make a kind of a big point about that. I'm not bragging. It's a shame I don't speak other languages, but we can manage fine speaking English. And I've been saying this for a whole generation. And since then, a whole generation of people have grown up speaking better English than ever. So when you travel, I find that young people, people in tourism and well-educated people are very likely to speak English. So we're lucky we got the language that works. There's a very important chapter in Europe Through the Back Door, my guidebook that people get at every level today, 60, 90, or 180. And it's called Hurdling the Language Barrier. And it talks about how you can speak what the Voice of America calls simple English and different skills so you can communicate smarter.
So there you go. Rick speaks English, and so can you, and have a very engaging travel experience. If you have a question or comment for Rick Steves, give us a call, 614-292-8513. And Ann in Clintonville, you're on the air. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I just wanted to pass along something that I learned several years ago. I know everybody uses these under-the-clothes belts to keep their ID secure. I bought a clear vinyl purse, and I carry all my junk in that clear vinyl purse. And I have noticed on several trips, people eyeing it as though they want to steal it. But when they see there's nothing in it but Kleenex and paper and pencils and the Instamatic camera that's worth nothing, they march on. They don't even think, give it a second thought. So anyway, yeah, that's my suggestion for the day.
I like that, Anne. You know, I think you're smart to recognize that in Europe, you know, there's no real risk of being mugged or knifed or anything like that. It's just petty purse snatching and pickpocketing. And thieves in Europe are really good at targeting Americans. They do that not because they're mean, but because they're smart. We're the people with all the good stuff in our purses and wallets. And if you have a clear vinyl purse like you do, they might be able to, they'll probably say, I don't know, I don't want all those Kleenex. I recommend carrying a wallet or a purse, but expecting to lose it. And in it, you should just have days and odds and ends and a day's spending money and a funny little note to your thief. I literally have a little note in my wallet that says in five different languages, "Dear thief, sorry there's not much money here. Why don't you get a real job?" And everything that really matters is tied to your body under your clothes in a money belt. I'm a big fan of the money belt. We designed that, and you can learn about that when you pledge at any level today because you'll get our newsletter that explains it. But a money belt is luxurious peace of mind. You don't need to be paranoid, that's for sure. Just be on the ball. Button things down, zip things up. If you're in a crowd, remember, if you're in a crowd, that's where the thieves are. In Rome, there's one famous bus, Bus 69, that goes from the train station through the ancient city over to the Vatican. And all the tourists are riding that bus, and all the thieves are on that bus. That's where most of the pickpocketing in Rome happens, is on that bus, because the tourists are there. In Barcelona, every tourist walks down the Ramblas. And if there's a commotion on the Ramblas, it's a fake commotion designed to distract people. Jostling, a little pushing match breaks out or something like that, and pockets are being pushed. If there's a shell game going on and everybody gathers around and jostles and cranes their necks to look, little jostling going on, you know, there's pockets being picked. So be on the ball. Another point, Anne, is to remember that pickpockets, you should assume pickpockets are not actually pickpockets. Assume they're pick. Beggars. Assume beggars are not beggars. They're really pickpockets disguised as beggars. They get very close to you. They got beautiful eyes and adorable children and sad stories. And suddenly there's a commotion and you've been pickpocketed. So be on the ball and be careful when there are crowds.
Anne, thanks a lot for that call. We appreciate it. Thanks to Sonia Duffy in Columbus for your show of support. Once again, if you have a question or comment, the number is 614-292-8513, and you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have an email from Justin. He says, "I was recently in Salzburg and absolutely fell in love with the city. When I go back to Austria this summer, what should be my first stop?"
Well, Salzburg is great, Justin, and Salzburg is just the little toy town. I mean, it's a perfect town for tourists. It's kind of pedestrian-free. It's perfectly preserved. It's got all that Mozart, lore, and it's got Sound of Music, and you can take little hikes in the hills nearby. I just absolutely love Salzburg. But if you like Salzburg and you want to really bite off something more substantial, go to Vienna. Vienna is one of the great capitals of Europe. It rivals Paris in so many ways. It's kind of the Eastern Paris. So I would say Vienna is a wonderful capital, and it's got a traffic-free central zone also. It's got some of the greatest art museums in Europe. It's got a palace that rivals Versailles in Paris. And Vienna is one of the, like Salzburg, it's a great place for biking. In either case, you can rent a bike and bike up and down the river. Salzburg is on the Salzach River, and you can bike up and down on what were the towpaths in the old days. You know, a long time ago, they had, you know, it's a yo-ho, heave-ho, the Volga boat song, pulling boats up the river. Well, they were pulling boats up all the rivers in Europe in the Industrial Age, and those towpaths are now recreational, you know, hiking trails and bike paths. So rent a bike and enjoy that, and that'll give you a good taste of more Salzburg or Vienna.
Thanks to Cindy Dyer in Westerville for your pledge of support. If you want to show your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher, the number to call is 1-866-897-9678. You can go online to WOSU.org. 17 callers to go in just about 28 minutes. I know we can do it in this hour. 28 minutes, 17 callers left to go. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org.
Let me make a quick review, Anne, because yep. I don't want to fall short during my time with you. Let's get 17 calls in there. Remember, this is not a charity. This is a service. If you're consuming this service and if you can afford to help out, it's only right to do so. And it's never been more important that we have this one little oasis on the dial. Public radio. It's just a treasure, so we get real news rather than entertainment masquerading as news. We need to have a smart electorate. We need to not be so fearful. We need to celebrate the diversity on this planet. We need to play ball with the other 96% of humanity. It's not going to go away. A beautiful thing about travel is when we travel, we will go way over there and we humanize each other. They get to know us and we get to know them, and that's just more important than ever. Three different thank you levels, $60, $90 or $180. For a $60 gift to WOSU, you get your choice. You can have my How to Travel Guidebook, Europe Through the Back Door. That's 800 pages of tips I've learned by spending a third of my adult life living out of a 9x22x14-inch carry-on the airplane-sized suitcase. This is the Kama Sutra of European Travel Fun. It's just flat-out really important that you learn from somebody else's experience rather than their own so you can have the best possible trip. Or for $60, you can get our entire new series of TV shows, 10 new shows that have been airing on public broadcasting all over the country, and that's in two DVD discs. That's 5 hours of television going from Romania and Bulgaria to all my favorite locations in Germany and England and Italy. At $90, you'll get both of those gifts, Europe Through the Back Door, the How to Travel Guidebook, and the new TV series. And I think the popular level right now would be $180. That's $15 a month if you'd like. What's that, 50 cents a day? I don't know what public broadcasting's worth in your town or in your family, but it's certainly worth that in mine. And for a $180 gift to WOSU, we'll thank you with all the gifts we're talking about today, the How to Travel book, the new TV series, the big box set with every show we've made up until then. That's more than 100 shows, 50 hours of television on there. What a great thing to have that on your bookshelf. And if somebody's thinking about Ireland, you can say, hey, I got 4 shows on Ireland. Here's 2 hours of Ireland. Go check it out. Somebody loves Italy. 18 shows on Italy. That's 9 hours on Italy. It'll take you from Norway to Egypt to Portugal all the way to Berlin. And that's yours with great thanks. All the TV shows, the book, and that's at the $180 level. And at every level, 60, 90, or 180, you get the two discs that have 8 hours of my lectures on how to travel, and you get our newsletter so you can know more what I'm doing when I'm working really hard with my 100 workmates here in Seattle to help organize all this information so people can travel smarter and smoother. Give us a ring, 1-866-897-9678, or you can go to WOSU.org and make public radio strong right here in your beautiful community.
Again, that number is 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You know, Rick Steves, we were talking about Prague earlier. I know someone who's traveling there for study abroad, and they're going to be staying with a family for a few days, and they've been wondering what they should bring as a gift, a thank you gift for staying with the family. In your experience, what do you think people want from here?
You know, that used to be a big deal, Anne. In the old days, people would bring a Kennedy 50-cent piece or, you know, some sort of gift from America. I don't think they're looking for a gift now. What they want to do is get to know an American. That's the big gift, for them to get to know somebody from the other side of the planet. And if you're a good guest, if you take time to talk to them, I would bring a Ziploc baggie full of show-and-tell items from Ohio. You know, let them know what your state's all about. They would enjoy that. And then, you know, send them photographs of you when from travels later on or something like that. But people are not looking for a gift from the United States. Having said that, if you're really into something and that you know, if you're a gardener and you want to bring some seeds, or if you're an artist and you want to bring a copy of something you've done or whatever, that's appreciated. But the main thing is make time and talk to them. They're really happy. Europeans that get into the bed and breakfast, world and so on, a lot of them really like to get to know an American. And there's a lot of misunderstandings and misconceptions between people. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about going to Prague is you get a chance to sit down and share, and they've got some questions and you've got some questions, and you can put it all together. Can I just review the gifts
Absolutely.
Really quickly? $60, you get Europe Through the Back Door, the guidebook, 800 pages, How to Travel, or you get the whole new series, 10 shows on 2 discs. At $90, support will thank you with both of those gifts, the new TV series and the guidebook. And at $180, you get all the gifts we're talking about today, and that includes the big 16-disc box set with more than 50 hours of Rick Steves Europe. At every level, $60, $90, or $180, you get two extra gifts. You'll get that two-DVD set with 8 hours of my lectures. This is how you learn from my mistakes rather than your own and travel smarter, using your time and your money wisely. And even if you're not in a philanthropic mood right now, the information in those lectures will earn back this pledge in a couple of days in Europe. And you will get the newsletter. And the newsletter connects you with all the work that I do here in Seattle with my 100 workmates. If you get on board right now and consume radio smarter by making your public television station strong, again, $60, $90, or $180, give us a call, 1-866-897-9678.
Thank you to Patrick Dwyer in Columbus and also Michelle Mason in Newark for your pledge of support. That means we've got about 15 calls to go in the hour, and 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, we have local Central Ohioans waiting for your call right now. This is how they show their support. They volunteer their time to take the calls and process your pledges. It takes about 2 minutes. When you call 1-866-897-9678, or whether you go online to WOSU.org, and you can ask them questions, more questions if you have them, about the thank you gifts today. Again, my guest is Rick Steves, travel expert, author. He's on public television, public radio. He's a great friend, a trusted friend of public media in the United States, but he knows about the rest of the world as well. And Kate in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Kate.
Good morning, Anne. Good morning, Rick. Great to talk to you. Rick, I took you with me to Berlin last year and also to Wrocław, Poland, so thank you for the tours of those.
Oh,
and
good.
This year, Toulouse. And I'm having a hard time finding some help and guidebooks that are specifically about Toulouse.
You're talking Toulouse in France?
Yeah.
Wait, yes, yes.
Yeah. That's... It's not a huge tourist destination, but it's near a lot of places that are very nice. And any good France book should cover that region. We do in our France book, the Rick Steves France book. I really like, when I'm in that area, to go to the Dordogne River Valley. To me, that's sort of the kind of like the quintessential French countryside. It's just a very traditional. It's famous for its foie gras. Wonderful river where you can rent a canoe, and with a company, they'll truck you up the river. You get in the canoe, and you canoe all the way back down into the town. There's beautiful ruined castles to check out. Also from Toulouse, it's easy to get down into the Pyrenees Mountains, and those are the mountains that separate Spain and France. And there's a famous pilgrimage destination there, Lourdes, where Roman Catholic pilgrims from all over go for their pilgrimage, and travelers can go there and kind of commune with nature at the same time because you're there, you know, up in the Pyrenees Mountains. One of my favorite towns is Carcassonne, and that's Europe's, you know, most dramatic walled fortress city, and that would be within striking distance of Toulouse also. A lot of times you settle down in a town and it's just, it's a charming town this is a very workaday French town. And from there you use it as a hub and you can side trip to interesting destinations nearby.
All right. Kate, thanks a lot for that call. If you have a question for my guest, Rick Steves, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Susan in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to thank Rick. We used your guide in Spain a few years ago. We had seven of us traveling, and it was like our Bible. We'd like, what would Rick say? So thank you for that. When we were there, though, I don't know, it wasn't in your guidebook, I think, because it was brand new. They're up in southern Spain, in it was called Antequera de Tortal. There's a new national park. That was just fantastic, and it will have a planetarium and a cafeteria, and we were hiking with mountain goats, and so I don't know if you could check that out or if you already have.
No, I don't know about that. What's it called, Susan?
Antequera de Torcal. It's just in the middle of nowhere, and we were told by the locals to go. It's their brand-new national park, and when we were there, the hiking trails were open.
You know, it's fun to tell why you're, yeah, of course, you've equipped yourself with a guidebook, but it's a good example of how there's always new things opening up that are
right.
Not in the guidebooks. Talk to locals. I just make that part of my ethic when I'm in Europe. It's just my standard operating procedure. Just when you get somebody you trust, say, where should I go for dinner? Or I'm thinking about doing this tomorrow. Do you have any ideas? Or is there anything new that I should know about?
Susan, thanks for your call.
She's coming. Thanks, Susan, and happy travels. You know, Anne, there's a lot of people are very influenced by crowdsourcing sites like TripAdvisor. And I think the, you know, it's quite an amazing amount of information on TripAdvisor, and it does have its value. But I think I discount the restaurant and hotel listings because there's so many bogus comments from different companies in India that make their living giving bad comments, or small guest house owners that bribe people with a free breakfast if they'll say something good about them, or enemies in town that say bad things about them trying to poison the water that aren't really true. But one thing I really like about TripAdvisor is the things to do section. And if you go to any place and look in things to do, there you'll find everything right up to date. And I don't really care about what's the top 10 things to do, because that is wrongly influenced by all sorts of strange feedback. But just what are the things to do? And if there's a food tour, or if there's a bicycle tour, or if there's a zip line, or if there's a new national park, or if there's something to do with children, you know, you'll know about it. And that can really, really be helpful.
I'm going to take some calls from people who have questions for Rick Steves. But first, I want to ask you again that if a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer fits into your budget, we have another great Rick Steves package this hour. It's the Rick Steves Europe Travel Skills Combo. It includes the most recent edition of Europe Through the Back Door, a travel skills handbook, the complete collection DVD box set of 16 years of travel shows. That's 50 hours on 16 DVDs. The 10 most recent shows on two DVDs, the Rick Steves Travel Skills DVD and Rick Steves Best Destinations Travel Newsletter. That's a keeper all the way. Make your contribution of $15 a month as a sustainer right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. If you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher every day, then now is the time to show your support for the show and the station. Support the radio station that's a part of your life. Become a sustaining member at $15 a month or make that one-time gift of $180 and get this great Rick Steves package. There's something for everyone. If you can't afford any of the levels, we still appreciate your support at whatever level you can afford, at whatever you can afford. 50 cents a day, a dollar a day, maybe it's a dollar a month, maybe it's $20 a month, $10 a month. It doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is that you join our membership roles, that you join us in this effort to provide the programming that you've become accustomed to over the years or over the months. 15 callers left to go in this hour and just 12 minutes left. Pick up the phone right now, 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, it only takes a few minutes. We have local Central Ohioans waiting to take your call. That's how they show their support. You show your support, we can keep this on the air for you. We are so privileged to have Rick Steves on. He always has something new to add. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We have levels at $5 a month, $7.50 a month, and $15 a month as a sustaining member. 15 calls to go and just 11 minutes to go now. Please show your support for 89.7 NPR News. And Burnett in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Burnett.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Hi. Rick.
Hello.
I just have a question about seniors traveling solo to Europe.
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
Rick have any pointers?
Well, I'm almost there, and I would say that the most demanding thing about European travel, if you're wondering, can I really do this, is the heat and the crowds of summer. So, you know, it's really hot and it's really crowded in the summer, and that means it's quite exhausting. So do yourself a favor and bundle up and go shoulder season. I think, you know, the key for me is to be a good walker. So get in shape before your trip. It's really important to pack light. You'll notice these days a lot of towns are traffic-free, so the tour buses and the cars can't even get to the hotels anymore. That means you got to park outside and walk in or take the public transit in. But, you know, all that is certainly doable. And we take a lot of people on our tours. We took 20,000 people on 900 different tours last year in my company, and a lot of them were retired people. And they've taught me that, you know, age only matters if you're a cheese. And they also like to say it's never too late to have a happy childhood. And I just love to see young at heart seniors enjoying Europe. Europe takes good care of people when it comes to accessibility, and you should raise your voice if you have concerns about accessibility. One nice way to travel if you're on a budget and you want to see a lot of things but you want to take it very easy is to consider a Mediterranean cruise. It's not aggressive travel. It's sort of lazy travel. You move into one hotel, and every day you sleep while you travel at night, and every day you walk down the gangplank, and you got a different town. And if you want to let other people do the driving and just sit back and relax, you can sign up on a bus tour, and you don't even need to be a good walker to be able to see a lot that way. So that's an option that's quite popular these days. And I just think it's really exciting to remember that, Europe is well-designed for the traveler, and things are in English. The dollar is stronger than ever. You know, it's $1.07 for a euro now. I just led one of my groups around Europe last year, and at our orientation meeting on the first night, I said, just think of a dollar as equaling a euro. If it's a 20-euro dinner, it's $20. And when you get home, you'll add it all up, and your trip cost you 7% more than you thought. But it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. Burnett, thanks a lot for your call, and have a great trip when you take off. Thanks to Virginia Gerdeman and Columbus for your pledge of support. 14 callers left. We're looking for 14 more callers and just 9 minutes left. And remember, we have local Central Ohioans waiting to take your call right now at 1-866-897-9678. You know, Rick, I thought of you a lot when I was in Ireland a couple years ago, and I don't know if I told you this before or not, but I got the flu. Mm-hmm. And what was great about getting the flu in Ireland is I got to meet an Irish doctor. I kind of got under the, a little bit behind the scenes of Ireland instead of just, going to the Dingle Peninsula and Inch Beach and that kind of thing, which is where I was at. I got to meet real people.
And that's a good attitude, Anne. It's just to sort of roll with the punches and recognize that, hey, I'm living here, and any sort of surprise happens, and you'd be surprised how you get to be an insider in that community. And every time I have to go to a clinic or something like that, in retrospect, it's a part of the memory.
Right. It's probably what I tell people most about.
Yeah. And by the way, if you are traveling and you're getting sick or something like that, don't be a hero. It's for some people, it's a little stressful, like, oh, I'm not at home. But go to the local clinic, or your hotel knows where to get a doctor in Europe. Mm-hmm. Doctors make house calls. Go to the pharmacy, and a pharmacist can give you prescribed medicine that you would have to go to a doctor for in the United States in a lot of cases. But take the initiative to get on the mend, because your trip is really important. You don't want to spend 10 days trying to heal. Go to the doctor right away, and you'll be on your way to getting healthy, and you will have experienced a little bit of their medicine and see how they work in their society. You know, and when you were talking about the importance of people calling in and supporting WOSU, I was thinking about how important it is these days to recognize how mass media shapes our society. It shapes our society more than ever. And if you want to sort of have an input on what shapes the younger generation here in America or what shapes our global views, you need to support the media that shapes it in a thoughtful way. I'm very concerned that there's powerful forces in our society that would find it convenient if we're all just dumbed down and become mindless producers, consumers. Just go shopping, we'll take care of it. Elsewhere on the dial, they think of you as a number on a rating chart, as a shopper. This is the channel right here, WOSU, that thinks of you as a neighbor, as a fellow citizen. And it comes with the friendly pledge drive like we're having right now. This is a celebration. This is a reminder that we have one place on the media that's not commercial, that's public, that's for all of us. And I love the commercial stuff on TV and radio, but I'm so thankful there's this one oasis. And if you recognize that, this is the perfect time to get on board. Give us a call. It's fun. If you've never done it, it just takes a couple of minutes. And then every time you listen to Ann Fisher, every time you tune into WOSU, you'll know you are a supporter. You're making it possible, not just for you and your family, but for your neighbors that need it really a lot and probably don't understand the value of getting on board and making it happen with their financial support. A quick review, and we're running out of time. We've got to get you over to that phone. $60, you get Europe Through the Back Door, the guidebook, 800 pages, How to Travel, or you get the whole new series, 10 shows on 2 discs. At $90 support, we'll thank you with both of those gifts, the new TV series and the guidebook. And at $180, you get all the gifts we're talking about today, and that includes the big 16-disc box set with more than 50 hours of Rick Steves Europe. Slice Europe into 100 slices. You got it from Norway to Portugal to Greece, and it's all right there, and it's yours with great thanks. At every level, $60, $90, or $180, you get two extra gifts. You'll get that two DVD set with 8 hours of my lectures. This is how you learn from my mistakes rather than your own and travel smarter, using your time and your money wisely. And even if you're not in a philanthropic mood right now, the information in those lectures will earn back this pledge in a couple of days in Europe. And you will get the newsletter. And the newsletter connects you with all the work that I do here in Seattle with my 100 workmates. We take all these tours around Europe every year. We're always making new TV shows. We've got 50 different guidebooks. I've got lots of free information that you can learn about through our website. We've got an app called Rick Steves Audio Europe that has 50 guided tours that you can just plug into your ear and enjoy for free offline as you travel. There's a world of ways that you can travel smarter. If you get on board right now and consume radio smarter by making your public television station strong. Again, $60, $90, or $180, give us a call. 1-866-897-9678. Thank you.
Call or go online while Rick is on the air with us. And with a gift of $5 a month as a sustainer, you will receive the latest edition of Rick's foundational book, Europe Through the Back Door, a travel skills handbook. This level and all levels of include Rick's latest Best Destinations newsletter and a DVD filled with travel skills, lectures, and shows. Make a gift of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60 and get the most up-to-date version of Rick's book. The number to call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support now. Thanks to Ernette Schultz in Columbus and also Joe Green in Columbus for your show of support. 12 callers left to go and 4 minutes, about 3.5 minutes to go. We have plenty of operators waiting to take your call right now. They're here showing their support by volunteering to manage those phones as you call in. Also, Taylor Ambergy in Delaware, thanks to you for your support. The number again is 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We need 11 more callers in just 3 minutes, and I know we can do it. We have enough time for one more question. It's an email from Dale, Rick Steves. He says, I'd like to take a literary tour of England. What are some of your suggestions?
Oh, literary tours. You know, when as soon as I heard you say literary tour, I was thinking Dublin, because in Dublin, there's actually a literary walking pub crawl. And there's a musical walking pub crawl, too, where you meet at one pub and you get some, actors or people that are really poets and so on. And then they take you to different venues and different pubs, and it's a fun social evening, and they read to you in all these different locations something that really is appropriate. Actually, they have the same thing in Edinburgh, too, in Scotland. So, Dale, if you're going to Dublin or Scotland, take the literary pub crawl tours. Otherwise, the more you know what you want to see in your travels, the more you'll know where to be to enjoy it. I never forget leading a tour around England once with a professor on my tour who was really into literature. And every time we stopped somewhere, he would read the great literature, the poetry that was inspired by that location. Go up into the Lakes District and you can walk in the footsteps of the great poet Wordsworth and be inspired by the same bird song and drifting clouds that he was. That's the Lakes District in northern England. And in Oxford and Cambridge, remember, back in the Romantic days, the late 1800s, part of the academic daily diet of every scholar was to walk in the woods and commune with nature. And when you go to the museums and the galleries in those towns, you can be inspired by the paintings and the words that they brought out of those experiences. So if you're into literature, England and Britain is certainly the place to go. And it just the more you plan in advance, Dale, the better you'll do.
Thanks to Carol Griffith in Orient and Kesley Stelly in Columbus for your pledge of support. 9 callers left to go, and we have just a little over a minute. Remember, this is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. We're online at WOSU.org. We're a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. We're global. We're local. We'll hear for you every single day. Twice a year, we ask you to be there for us. Give us a call at 1-866-897-9678. Rick Steves, thank you so much for joining us. It's just been, as usual, fantastic. I appreciate your support.
And I love to be with you and to talk with all of your traveling listeners. Thanks and happy travels.
1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. I think we have seven more calls. We're shooting for seven more calls now. And we have just about 30 seconds to go. Again, 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks, as always, for all of your support. And always, 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 thank you so much for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.